Hey, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 218 of the podcast. It's interesting times, isn't it? It's been interesting times for a while. We have this COVID for a couple of years, and then now we're back into the swing of things. But I just get the feeling that we're struggling. A lot of us are really struggling. Is that you? Like, I know it's been, you know, somewhat difficult for many of us. And I even feel that sometimes. And what I've really identified just by sitting back and looking at things and seeing how I operate and how other people operate, it seems like that maybe we're too busy and we're just go, go, go. Where during COVID, we had the opportunity to slow down, but then we had this sort of strange existence where, you know, we're working from home, and now we've gone back in a lot of places to the workplace, but we're still working from home. And I don't think there's that real definite line between what is work and what is home. We're bringing a lot of work into the home, and this has always been this question of work-life balance. I often refer to it as just having life balance, and, you know, we have work, we have life, we have family. And I mean, the problem I have is that work is part of life. So, you know, I think we can't say work-life balance. I mean, we just need to have life balance. And if I ask you that right now, do you have balance in your life? And I ask that question a lot to people I work with and people I know, and the answer comes back often no. And I think what I want to ask you and ask myself and reflect on is, why not? If we understand that we don't have that long on this planet, and when we do have our last days, when we reflect on our life, the things that are going to come up are, did we spend time with those ones we loved? Did we make the most of that? Not the material possessions we gained. And I think sometimes we're just striving for these material possessions. And then people could say to me, well, hang on, I've got to pay the mortgage. Yes, you do. And I do. But do we need as big a mortgage as we have? Do we need those cars that we have? And these are questions I ask myself. I'm not judging anyone else because I have these issues all the time. I have to be very careful because I like things. But why do I like things? Because most of all, I really cherish the ones I love, those ones closest to me. So when we get back to really what happens, what happiness is, and Arthur C. Brooks is a wonderful author, great books. I think it's called From Strength to Strength. And he's done a lot of research into happiness. And happiness comes down to having satisfaction, having enjoyment, and having purpose. So satisfaction, you can't have satisfaction all the time. We can't keep it. But being satisfied that you've done, you've completed work for that day and you completed certain tasks, that gives you satisfaction. I find these days that the tasks are endless, so we don't get that satisfaction. So think about, where can you get satisfaction in your life? And then enjoyment. What do you enjoy? What do you get real enjoyment out of? And have you had enjoyment in the last week? And then ultimately having purpose. I think, you know, we all have a purpose in life. That's why we're so unique and so important. and to leave the world better than when we found it. So we're all a very important piece of the puzzle. And often it takes a long time to find out what that purpose is, but we do have a purpose that is greater than accumulating material wealth for us as an individual. So, are you too busy? And if so, slow down, find space in your life to reflect on these important parts of your life. You know, are you caring about yourself? How is your self-care? How are the vital parts of your life, your sleep, your exercise, your nutrition, are they intact? You know, I always start with people I work with in trying to maximize their performance, is that we start with that self-awareness piece and then that self-care, that sleep, nutrition, exercise, but being self-aware enough to know that we're not doing all that we can. So if you're listening to this in your car or wherever you are and you're racing about, okay, I get that. But we need to slow down and we need to have space and we need to be able to reflect on where we're going. Life's short, okay? We need to find enjoyment. We need to manufacture satisfaction and have that in our life, to have tasks that we complete, and they can be simple things. And ultimately, we need to have purpose. So it's just something I've been reflecting on lately. If you're racing from place to place, really slow down. And I see this, you know, because I have my hobby of riding motorbikes, and I see people in the car, and I see when they nearly hit me. And I don't get angry. I just think they're so busy trying to get somewhere. But where are we trying to get? That's the question I'm asking you, and that's one I would love you to reflect on, because I know I'm going to spend a lot of time reflecting on that. Anyway, as always, let's go and make the world a better place and have a fabulous day. And find space in your day for silence and time. You owe that to yourself. See you again soon.